Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 12-11. Epicurus, you reply, uttered those words. What are you doing with another's property? Any truth I maintain is my own property. Let me give you some context for this one. In several of the letters he wrote to his friend Lucilius, Seneca ends with a quote that he thinks Lucilius will appreciate for its wisdom. Often this quote is from Epicurus, the founder of one of the main rival schools to Stoicism. The Hellenistic period, from the death of Alexander the Great in 323 BCE to the Battle of Actium in 31 BCE, was a period of intense flourishing for philosophy. A number of schools vied for intellectual and public prominence, including the Platonists, the Aristotelians, the Cynics, the Cyrenaics, the Epicureans, and of course the Stoics. There's good historical evidence of the criticism that each school aimed at the others, and Epictetus, for instance, writes critically about the Epicureans, and so does Seneca. So it makes sense that Seneca felt obliged to explain to his friend why on earth he was quoting a rival school. But the crucial bit in that quote is the last one. Any truth I maintain is my own property. It is a strong statement that truth and understanding belong to humanity, not to their particular discoverer. It follows that we all, independently of our preferred philosophy or religion, can and should help ourselves to the best of what humanity accomplishes. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.